You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are having a great time here at the CBRE event. I want to thank our friends, Arden Carson and her marketing team at CBRE, for bringing us over here today. We are with somebody that I've been wanting to meet for a long time, Christian Schar. He's the senior VP at CBRE Hotels. He's done billions of dollars worth of business in over 25 years of his experience. He's originally from France, although you won't hear that when he talks. He's been working in Chicago. I worked in Chicago. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is great. We're going to talk to him about the hotel market here in South Florida. Welcome to the show, Christian Schar.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you have.
Now, Christian, let's get right to it. There's been a lot of construction in the hotel business here in town. I think a lot of it in the select service segment, more so than in the boutique or luxury segment. What are you seeing here as far as occupancy, rate, and the future trends for the different segments in the market?
Yes, thank you. Certainly, we've seen some construction, both in the select service and the luxury. But luxury costs more money, therefore less projects come up off the ground. In select service, money is more accessible, the projects are smaller, so you see a flurry of projects coming in. In terms of trend, we Miami has suffered a couple of years of occupancy and trend. The occupancy in the area, but we are on the recovery path. We're looking at 2018. The first quarter has been tremendous. It's a mix of, the Caribbean. Half of the Caribbean is shut off. People have changed their plan and coming to Florida. So I think everybody's benefiting from the tragedy which happened in most of the island, the northern part of the Caribbean. But beyond that, I think we're seeing a renaissance of Florida, South Florida, Miami, certainly. And occupancy, RevPAR is up in many of the sub-market.
Now, how about the rest of the state of Florida? Do you cover the rest of the state of Florida?
We do all Florida. We're in Orlando. We're on the West Coast. We are northern Florida. So we're covering it all.
Now, there's been a lot of new brands. There have been a lot of new concepts. What do you think are some of the real value plays in the hospitality market if somebody's an owner?
So what we've seen in the new trend is obviously the Marriott and the Hilton of the world have caught on. The boutique and the individual experience has been high for the customer to experience. So we Marriott got it very quickly. In the industry you'll see such as Autograph or Curio, which is a boutique concept, independent product that Marriott and Hilton have come in. Hyatt has a Confident, for example. So it appears that the consumer is getting smarter, want to, certainly when they go on vacation, they want something different from the cookie-cutter approach, and I like to experience a boutique product.
One of the things I've seen in sort of the urban settings is that some of these hotels are starting to have restaurants that actually appeal to the people from outside, and that it's becoming a bigger and bigger profit center. What are you seeing in that category?
You're absolutely right. What's happening is the hotel, until recently, people didn't want to eat in the hotel because the restaurant was subpar, it was bland, it was not an experience. The hoteliers have caught on and have able to bring in operators of restaurants. Sometimes they lease it, sometimes they operate themselves, and very successfully by creating a new menu, creating an experience by itself. People are staying in the hotel, now are experiencing the food of the hotel. Has been tremendously successful. We're working on the Nautilus right now, which has its own food and beverage operating by the hotel, and the branch has picked up. A lot of people from outside of the hotel is experiencing that. And, look at the East, which in downtown in Miami,
I love the East.
I'm sure you experience Quinta La Huella, the rooftop, Sugar. So those are all experiences that people from the hotel, within the hotel, but people from the outside are coming and attracted to it.
Yeah, well, one of the things I've actually seen people go and look at the finishes of the East and try to put that into their house. It was actually pretty cool when I went in there, and I still have one of my favorite pictures is me and the little dot mirrors in the East hotel elevators. And the fact that we both knew about that and are talking about means they're knocking it out of the park with them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll give you a quiz question. Where do you see what you have in the east in the elevator? Where can you see that? There's somewhere in the U.S. which is seen by a lot of people.
I would say the Museum of Modern Art. And
yes, I'm the man. I guessed that right out of the air. I guessed that. Oh, man, I'm the man.
You want a beer.
I want a beer. You're giving me one of them free beers that we're having back there in just a second. But I want to ask another question. I want to find out what the next trend is. You know what? I got a good question. A lot of people now have these comfort pets. They bring the comfort pets. Originally, only like places like the Ritz-Carlton had real pet-friendly environments. What are some of the more pet-friendly environments now?
Well, no, the brand have caught on, and they are offering the ability of people to bring their pets. And that has been a new segment. You know, many people couldn't travel with their pet. Certainly in the drive, in the summer, a lot of people drive to market. In Orlando, even in Miami, in South Florida, we see a lot of people from the West Coast coming, and vice versa, coming from the East Coast to the West Coast. And now I think it opened a new segment because people can bring their pet. There's a member of the family before they were not authorized to bring it along. And you see Westin offering that. And even the boutique hotel is offering the opportunity to bring your pet along.
I think that's really, really cool. Now, what's another new trend that you're seeing in hospitality? We talked about the fancy restaurants that bring people from outside. We talked about the select service. We talked about the pets. What's another trend that people can look for start to come up here in the next few months, few years?
What you're seeing is like more and more. Before, the youth hostel was something very, budget-oriented, really giving toward the European traveler. Now we're seeing more and more the trend of the youth hostel, but on steroids, right?
What about your hotel?
Like your hotel, the micro room, the Arlo Hotel in New York. You're seeing more of this trend of the micro room, but with all the amenities. So you go to these rooms. Before it was really budget oriented, really addressing, but now you're seeing people paying a pricey, ADR for being in a micro room, but because all the amenities and it's all about the experience. Now we're having Citizen M coming to Miami. It's a new trend coming here. It's again the micro room, but because in Miami, people don't spend time in the room. They want to be in the lobby. So they spend more money in the lobby with the food and beverage amenity, the area, they're creating a club where people come, drink, and enter.
Well, Christian, I want to thank you so much for being here. I want to thank Arden for bringing you. It's going to be the Christian second half hour because coming up next, we got Christian Lee, who's going to talk about investment sales across the U.S. Christian Shar, thank you so much for talking about hospitality. I can see how come you do it. You're a very hospitable guy.
Thank you very much. And howdy, as we said here.
I love this guy. All right, we're going to be back with Christian Lee. We're going to wrap it up with a big overview of the investment community. I want to toss it back to Wanda. Wanda's going to rock the house, and then we're going to come back here, and we're going to have some great info about real estate investing across the country. Again, Christian Shar, you're the man.
Thank you very much.
All right, Wanda, it's all yours. He took the midnight train going in.